And welcome back to another edition of the
D-Squad.
So we'll keep it on time.
I wish I had like an NPR voice.
By the way, who knows? You might.
I work on my voice acting.
I mean, that too. We're going to see a few other things. Anyway, so I know Donna's got to get it together because she's got a massage today.
Mm-hmm. Get the massage.
Okay, I'm a firm believer of massages should have happy endings if you want them. I think it's just a part of the whole action. Like, I mean, agree. It relaxes
It should
everything.
Be the whole package.
I think so.
An old chick named Dolores is doing my fucking massage. There's no happy ending there.
I mean, does it really matter what she looks like?
I didn't know. Usually his name is Jack.
I mean, but does it? But like I said, does it matter what she looks like or what she can make you feel?
No, I don't give a shit.
Okay, then Dolores can hook it out, get you off, yeah?
Look, listen, squeeze me out like a toothpaste tube. Just like roll me up and
flick at the wrist in a warm lube.
Wire between my legs.
That's okay.
I don't care.
That's okay.
So far, I've never had a happy ending at my massage.
Well, I mean, you need to have, like...
Oh, my God, though. The last time that I had a massage, Jack, he's done me a couple times. He actually, when he's so short, he's a little Thai guy. He's so short. He got up on the table, and I was like...
Does he walk on your back?
He had his knees on the back of my leg.
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, this is my time to shine. Cue the music. His breath is in the back of my neck.
Oh my God. Finally.
Go, Jack, go. No, right there to the left, Harder, harder.
Get it, Jack, get it.
The fact that his name's Jack.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I doubt his name's Jack.
Right.
I think that's just his stage name.
Yeah. It's Jack now, damn it. Jack off, Jack something.
I don't know what the Thai version of that is, but it definitely isn't Jack.
Right.
He's like, you are stressed. You're very stressed. No shit,
I had one in China.
Happy ending?
Yeah. It was a legit one, too, and they totally didn't do it, but, you know.
Oh.
She was like, roll over, and I'm like, roll over, flagpole, and she looked at it and was like, okay.
Okay.
And I'm like,
yes.
What?
Excellent.
But I think I think still, like, in China, it was a novelty.
Yeah.
They probably wanted to see
if... novelty.
They wanted to see if it was chocolate that came out, not like actual cum.
There's also, you're somewhere in their Asian porn section.
Yeah. She's trying to get black.
Listen, I just want to move to a country
Asian version
where
of OnlyFans?
Yes. Right.
This was way before that, but I mean, if they had it back then, you know.
I just want to move to somewhere where I'm a fetish. That's all. That's what I want.
No, you really don't want to.
Really?
No.
Better than here, though.
No, it's not. Well, I mean, well, certain aspects of it.
Could you imagine how messy
it could be? It could be worse. You could be Kanye.
Oh. You could be Kanye.
Which leads into our topic for today, which is cover current events.
God damn it.
Slid right into that jam.
Yeah, slid into that one. Like,
nice segue.
I mean, slid into it with a spike back like he did.
Hey, look, I all I got to say is I saw a couple interviews with him. The way he's speaking, oh my God, he's definitely not all there.
Therapy is important.
He shut down, bro.
Therapy is important, man.
My thing about that is that I don't think people should be making excuses for him.
Oh, no. I mean, no,
like, you have way more money than 99.99% of the people on this planet. And you try to tell me that somebody can't give you some therapy? Somebody can't be like, yo, let's pull this and go aside.
Let's have a conversation.
Yeah, let's have a conversation and just slap them up or something. You know what I mean?
The thing is about therapy is you have to be receptive to it.
Yes.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure his ex-wife was... really trying. She tried.
She tried.
I really feel like she loved him and that they really had a real relationship. But Kanye being Kanye, you can't tell him anything. Right. He has this stigma in his mind that he's like a god.
Well, I think that's the problem that everybody built him up to like make him feel like he's this genius. I'm sorry, black culture. I'm sorry, black guy. I liked Kanye after College Dropout and then the second album dropped and I hated him after that. Like, I did not think he was this great genius. I'm sorry. He made great beats. But all those people who used to big him up for that, those Dr. Seuss raps.
His shoes are ugly.
Huh?
His shoes are ugly.
His shoes are garbage. Ugly. And so is the fashion line. I don't like it. Like, I mean, it's trash.
It's the same thing. Yeah, people just...
all trash. Trash.
Here's the fucked up thing about artists. And, like, I mean, about art in general. Like, you know, like, people used to get rated for this, oh, there's genius level or whatever. I'm sorry. I'm one of those guys. I don't think Basquiat was a great artist. I don't think Andy Warhol was a great artist. I think they sucked, to be honest with you. Basquiat was a great writer. But he was not a visual artist.
No, he wrote.
I am uncultured.
Well, everything
swine.
Was about what he said. Like they call him a graffiti artist because he's going to write on walls.
Yeah, right.
But he was not like an artist. He couldn't visually, like, if you didn't read the words, like there was nothing he did that visually took you someplace or it stimulated you in that sense.
I feel you
know what I mean? And it's the same thing. Like I said with Kanye. Like I think too many people wrote the bandwagon. He smelled the sauce and he kept smelling the sauce. And are you surprised by where he is at now? Like I think society and culture has created this being that we call Kanye or Yeezus or Yee or whatever the fuck he wants to go by.
He hasn't been right since that car wreck.
No, he hasn't been right since his mom died.
Thank you.
His mom dying fucked him up. And
his mom died. You actually watched that? You watched this whole documentary on Netflix?
No, I haven't. Okay. I haven't even seen it yet.
They have a documentary?
Yeah, they did. I watched about the first 10 minutes of it. Me and Nicole were just like, no, we can't do this.
I don't care about you that much.
No, really.
To watch a whole documentary. No.
Well, about who did? Him. That's what I'm thinking. Like, who did? Like, who gave him, like, all this sway Netflix. And say?
Netflix.
No, it wasn't Netflix.
Was it Netflix?
No, I mean, Netflix did a documentary, but I'm talking about just in general. Like, he got to where he is by people buying his goods. I think, you know, part of it is like I think sometimes we give people pass in the African-American community for some of that shit.
R. Kelly.
Yeah, but our society likes to see people fucking struggle and die. Like,
we do. It is fun to watch.
Like to watch people struggle and die.
Like their careers.
Like get to the top and then
I don't think they like to see people die. I think people like to
not die, but like their career die.
I mean, no, but I don't even think that.
Like the dramatic,
all the dramatics,
all the bullshit.
Everybody loves
arguments.
Drama. I think that's true, and I think that Kanye brings that. Yeah. He brings that drama for the society, that portion of society that feeds off of that.
Right.
And a lot of that feeds off of that is not our culture.
Right.
You know what I mean? A lot of people outside of our culture feed that and make him even more ignorant, because it's just ignorant at the end of the day. Yeah. I think.
I mean, look what they did with Will Smith.
Oh,
remember
bro.
How long we were hearing about that?
I don't know, a month.
Yeah, but they just went on his backstory on everything, to the all these events that leading up to it with Jada Pinkett cheating on him.
Oh, you mean people looking?
Looking at his whole life with a magnifying glass and just analyzing everything, trying to make him look like he's just fucking crazy.
There's something to be said when you are surrounded by nothing but yes men.
I mean, it's crazy, but
it's going to fuck you up. Every time we see something like this happen, we're seeing it happen right now with Russia. Putin is surrounded by nothing but people who are terrified of him and just tell him how amazing Russia is and how they're just going to steamroll Ukraine.
That's a dictator. I mean,
well, but he's surrounded by yes men, right. so of course he greenlights.
Oh,
he's
die.
Like, yeah, we're just going to run. We're just going to roll right over Ukraine. And nope.
Well, no, I don't think communism has to be that way. I mean, communism. You can still have people in there tell you, hey, listen, you're fucking up. You still run shit, but you're fucking up. You can do this better. Like,
oh, yeah, no, this transcends.
Yeah, but if you don't comply, you die, right?
No.
You get murdered.
I mean, no.
You disappear. Really.
I wouldn't say that's communism. I say that's more Putin, but that's probably not communism.
Who was in Kanye's life who was just like, hey, bro, calm the fuck down, that he didn't kick out?
Kardashian.
As I said, he kicks everyone out that goes against what he
And he only
says.
Keeps right. yes men. He only right. keeps... Putin kills anyone that dissents. Anyone that goes, hey, this is a terrible plan and our military isn't up to date. It's like, no, that guy's an asshole.
You mean like Trump?
Surrounded by nothing but yes men who say, right. no, everything's fine, everything's great. You can absolutely just, you know, bum rush the Capitol on January 6th and make them, like, not certify the election. When you're surrounded by nothing but people who, like, they don't tell you, hey, man, this is a bad plan. And especially when you don't respect them, it leads you to places like where Kanye is right now, which is a lonely box with Candace Owens grifting him into buying fucking Parler. No one uses Parler. Parler sold everyone out. All their user data got sold to the FBI, and a lot of the people who are in jail right now are from location data gotten from Parler. Parler is a dead social media.
Dun, dun,
and now he owns it. Congratulations, you dumb fuck.
How do you really feel?
He makes me sick. And anybody who defends him is an asshole. B is over here looking fantastic.
I know, he is, right?
ADD.
but I'm just done with this shit. I have been fighting black nationalists all week on TikTok. Who are just like, no, you can't, you have to separate the man from the woman. Like,
No, I don't believe in that. That's giving people a pass. That's like saying, oh, you know, the same shit, like, oh no, he didn't really mean to say that nigger with a hard R.
Oh my
if
God!
If you're gonna try to give Kanye a pass on that, you can give other people a pass on that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, oh no, he was really a nice guy. He didn't mean to say that. No, fuck that. You know, what do you guys think about what he said about his Jewish statement?
I'm old. Oh, I will talk about there. That. I will fucking talk about that shit.
Yeah.
Listen to me. If you ever say something and Nazis are clapping like, oh my God, I love what he just said, you're in the wrong room. Reconsider where you're at in life if Nazis are agreeing with you. I don't ever want a Nazi to be like, I like what that nigger's saying. Excuse me? What?
Thank you.
No, that's a problem.
Huge problem.
The anti-Semitism in the black community is wild, and we've never fully addressed it. And I'm kind of glad that he came out, because now I get to be like, look, it's right there.
Well,
say something else.
I think with the thing with the anti-Semitism, especially in the black community, it's just a product of the anti-Semitism that's been going on for generations.
Louis Farrakhan.
And generations and generations. Yes, exactly. Did you see his thing about talking about, oh, they did it to Michael Jackson when
Oh my God.
I have people like actually believe it. They sent me that clip, and I'm just like, it's dumb. You're wrong on several fronts. Like, it's just so dumb. You guys haven't seen that, huh?
If Jews were that powerful, they'd make everyone like them.
Well, yeah, I mean, so the thing is, it's like,
shut up.
Because everybody thinks that, okay, Jews run Hollywood, or Jews
so
run the
bold.
Music industry, or Jews run yada, 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 you know?
I don't know about run, but I you know, they do have a large stakehold in the industry, but then again...
No, they don't.
Okay, so when you say but they, is there like, a cabal
but,
of like...
But they're just, they're very artistic when it comes to producing shows and all that, so... A lot of those guys are Jewish.
I mean, there's a lot of guys. There's
but
way
China,
more guys that are white.
But China owns Hollywood. But we all know that.
Oh, now the thing is,
yeah.
That eye roll was very extreme.
I was just like,
I really wish that everyone could see that eye roll. Yeah.
I did not have my camera out. God damn it, we got a live stream.
Eye roll. But no one wants to talk about that.
I learned. No one wants to talk about that. Listen, the whole thing about people owning industries, or Jewish people running this, or white people owning the hip-hop industry or whatever, it creates an easy out to say it's not our fault.
Yeah.
It's not our fault that we're not successful because somebody's holding this above me, or it's not our fault that da-da-da-da-da because they're stopping me from doing this. There are some valid points to people definitely doing it.
Right.
But creating this cabal myth, it's completely wrong. Like, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And the thing about having a cabal, like, you know, people say, okay, these guys, they want ultimate power. Well, if you have a cabal of people who want ultimate power, right? If they want ultimate power, why aren't they fighting amongst themselves? Like, one would be fighting to get a little bit more power than the others. You know what I mean? Like, it just takes a level of coordination that humans are not capable of. You see it in the smallest company to, like, you know, anytime you get more than 10 people together or whatever, somebody's going to rat somebody else out, or somebody's dissenting. So what is this cabal going on? You know what I mean? The idea about it, I think it just carries that, it gives us that scapegoat mentality to say, it's not my fault.
Yeah, everyone's quick to come up with a conspiracy theory.
It's like that, the Articles of Zion, which is what led, it was the progenitor of the Nazi party. Like these myths killed a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And to see somebody from our community, like, joining in and be like, oh, look at them. It's just like, and he went to the Skechers, right? He went to the Skechers headquarters.
Yeah, didn't they kick him out?
Yeah.
Well, he went there with a full film crew, and he knows that both of the owners are Jewish. So he goes there for the express purposes of, look, once again, the Jewish community is locking me out. See how they're taking away my power? He didn't go to anybody else's. He went directly to a Jewish.
You mean he didn't go to Nike?
Shoe company.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, you are literally the worst human being.
Yeah.
You are such a giant piece of shit. You're a fucking monster.
Like, I didn't even hear. I kind of heard about it, but I didn't know what the
background
story was.
Oh yeah, he went with a full film crew and everything for the express purposes of him getting kicked out, so he can be like, see, it's the Jews. They're getting me again.
And
right here, boom.
He hits a headline.
He's the worst. He's the worst, and I'm done. Well, I never excused him to begin with. I just knew that the people who were around him who heard 808s and Heartbreak went, man, we can make money off of his mental issues.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just keep doing that. And it snowballed into this, where he's wearing a White Lives Matter t-shirt with Candace.
Oh, no. He didn't wear. He produced his fashion line.
Worse.
Came out with that. That was his fashion line.
Worse. It has like a, and it has like the Pope on it, like Pope John Paul on the front. Yeah.
And everybody's talking about like, you know, like, oh, you know, it's cancel culture again. It's cancel culture. The thing about people talking about this whole thing about cancel culture. Remember we talked about it like last year. It's just like, you know what? If you do some shit that people don't like, and people say we're done with you,
they're not going to support you.
It's called business. I mean, I don't call it cancel culture. It's called capitalism. Like, you fuck up, you fuck up.
Right.
They don't like your product anymore.
Bro,
sorry.
You're free to speak. You're just not free from consequences.
I know. And thank you to all of our 12 followers that we got. You know, keep us strong. Don't leave us.
Keep it 100.
Buy a shirt. Right.
Buy the merch. Post Nut Clarity shirt.
Right.
The hats are coming. Oh, the hats. Where's your hat?
I can do a hat. I can get a hat, mate.
Can I get a short tee? I like.
I can get you a shirt, and then you can customize it. But they don't make it like that.
How about if I get you a shirt? Can you get the print on it for me?
I can do that. Yes. That, if you give me a couple of shirts, I will.
Right. You might have to shift that logo up a little higher, right?
Yes, we'll make it work.
You're an artist. You can make it happen. You're an artist. I believe in you.
But I finally got t-shirts. I'm just happy I got t-shirts made, Craig.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm over here trying to make drug dispensing butt plugs. What do you want?
This year. Last year we were supposed to be making, you know, drug dispensing
t-shirts. Such as rectal Valium.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Rectal Valium.
Rectal Valium. Oh. Let's just say, listen, hold on.
That's actually just a thing.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, man. But I want to be like, able to release
violence. We give it to kids when they have seizures.
It's like, this is why nurses get the big bucks.
It's like, it's rectal Valium.
Can you release with an app on your phone, though?
Why the fuck would I do that?
Like, he wants to do recreational drugs through his butthole.
Yep. Hold on a second. Let me get my phone while they're seizing on the floor.
Wait, mind you, Craig is sitting here like, oh, I don't drink.
This is why you're not a nurse.
I am not. Okay, shout out to the nurses.
We'll get a syringe. We're going to, you know, suck up some of this, you know, tequila coffee.
You want tequila up your ass?
Yeah, shoot up your ass.
Listen, the video that I made proposing the idea.
Turkey baster.
It's got 10,000 views now.
I have lube.
People want this. People want to have access to, like, listen, I'm at church.
I'm sure
I'm not having a good time. I go on my, it's just like, all right, this isn't fun. I go on my little phone. Boop. Now I got a shot of whiskey in my asshole. I'm having a good time now. What's up?
I'm sure
Doc Justin is going
to
reach out to me.
I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer here. Mm-hmm. Donna Downer. Mm-hmm. Just take the fucking shot.
If you're at church in a public,
they drink
funeral,
wine
right?
At yeah. church, yo. I mean, they don't say Hail Mary.
Hold on. Have you seen our churches? You've seen your mom's church. They don't got no wine there, bro.
I mean, I've been to it once, but then they lay hands on you.
So what?
What's it, Protestant church?
If you're in a public situation, if you're at a board meeting, you're not gonna be able to take a shot. If you got some cannabis oil though in your asshole, and you're just like, man, this meeting sucks.
How
it doesn't. Now I'm having a great time.
Why can't you just
magical carpet ride?
It's called pregame. I think you're making it too difficult.
If you're in a 3-hour meeting, how long is it gonna last?
Go to the fucking bathroom.
Why don't you just put in a patch then?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm telling you, there's a market for this.
Why don't you just put in a patch?
Patch, yeah.
A patch?
Yeah.
He's like, it's no fun. I want something on my release. Asshole.
Yeah, he wants something release. Up his ass. He just discovered his asshole.
Listen, we could just get you something for your asshole.
No. Right. I want to make money off of this.
Okay, but like,
so many ugly pancakes for this guy.
Right?
I'm just saying you're not making a whole lot of sense.
I'm just saying there are people who want this. I'm just saying there are people
Dick
who do want this.
I don't
shoving shit up your ass.
Listen, I'm all about the app.
Do you think Kanye would have benefited from this?
Yes, absolutely. Only he could put his antidepressants right in there and just like, oh man, I'm feeling down.
Just
no, I'm not.
Shove some Wellbutrin in.
Nah, I would have given him control. Maybe you Kim has control.
Somebody else
Kim
has control.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Can you imagine?
How does the overdose happen?
Kill someone. I know, right?
Yeah.
That sounds like a terrible fucking idea.
Yeah.
That is some Saw shit.
Why don't you go eat a Tide Pod too? Why don't you go eat a Tide Pod too?
Like,
it's not that. Like, it's the reason why I wanted to see the butt plugs. Is like, how big are they really?
First of all,
they're about an inch and a half.
And it depends because I have a glass.
They come in sizes, right?
Yeah, I have a glass one that's like about.
I like the ones with the tails.
They're so pretty.
You need the ones with tails so you can pull it out, bro.
The fox tail.
It has a remote.
Oh, which one do you have?
That does have a remote control, right?
Are there any ones?
Ooh. Yeah. See,
that moment when she flips over and you see that thing just shine in your face.
So I went on Ask Engineers on Reddit and I asked them about it, right? And they're like,
you put work into this shit.
Oh,
this
you think
terrible
I'm
terrible idea.
You think I'm playing?
Oh, fucking Reddit.
And they're like, you can use a peristaltic pump. So it's just like a peristaltic pump can hold the liquid and it doesn't touch any of the machinery.
Okay.
So it's just like, let's say it was weed oil, right? It can hold on to it without any problems at all. If you can trigger it on the app, it'll automatically release.
But how much?
That's the thing.
How often?
you'd only have like, it'll only be like a one shot. But if you're taking it internally, you don't need a lot.
Exactly. You could have one shot and one shot.
pretty much.
You know, it would more have to be, I think it would have to be,
would they
minimal,
be disposable?
Very minimal.
Very.
No, it's, so the if you,
the cartridge would be disposable.
The cartridge would be disposable.
Oh.
Are we glass or plastic?
What
are we,
No. I'll say stainless steel.
Like stainless steel.
Stainless steel.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then how are we releasing it?
So that's what I was asking about. And they're like, Bluetooth will probably work the best, but you'd need to work the receiver, or rather the antenna. So it's like, you know how you have the bottom? Well, of course.
That's where the antenna would be.
That's
on
where
the outside
antenna,
of the
in the housing, right. Okay. So it's just like, it would still be able to, if it's Bluetooth, you need to be within 6 feet.
So you would be able to sense it. So the sensor would be able to.
Exactly. As long as like your phone is nearby, you can connect to it.
Damn, he really put a lot.
Oh, yeah, I went in.
I mean, listen,
you got to come up with it. I'm going to hack it.
Yeah, but
fuck
just
you
like
up.
The app control vibrators.
Yeah, the vibrators.
But you don't need
the,
like, I've used the app control vibrators in another state, so it doesn't matter.
You can use the motor inside of it to inject.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the thing with the pair, with the motor that they're. It's so the motor itself is about the size of a penny.
He's encouraging him.
Yep.
It's interesting
I'm
stuff.
I'm thinking the mechanics now. So it's like,
yeah. A peristaltic pump, like, it's very, very small. It's about the size of a penny.
You gotta be a bitch to clean, though. But
that's why I wanted to use the cartridge instead. Yeah. Because the hosing part, like, the hosing part can be tossed out. It can be latex. Exactly.
You just, like, a vape.
And because it's stainless steel, you completely pull apart the assembly.
Oh, so why am I
encouraging? That's what I'm saying. Is that how it's gonna, I'm wondering how it's gonna be dispensed. Like, is it gonna, like,
it's like a vape.
It's gonna be a vape,
like a
right? Like,
in the poof in the ass?
A reverse fart. A reverse fart.
Yeah, exactly. Like a poof in the ass. I'm trying to figure out.
Well, if it's the chamber itself,
what happens if you sneeze?
No,
a queef is the vagina, bro.
A
queef is the vagina.
I call it the plug.
The plug.
Because like
the
drug dealers,
the plug.
Oh my god.
But it's got to be liquid. It has to be liquid.
Can he call it Yee-plug?
Yee-plug.
Nah, because it'll get canceled. It'll get canceled immediately, bro. Absolutely not. They're like, does it have a swastika on it or something? It's like, absolutely not. No, the Yee has nothing to do with this. I cannot be associated with him. The plug, man. The plug. Look for it soon, people. Kickstarter's coming.
Drug mule.
The drug
mule.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Okay. I'm going to workshop that name.
It's called
I like
mule.
That.
It's not called the drug mule. The mule.
The mule.
So yeah, I'm working on that. I'll make sure to put the details up soon, so you guys can get involved in this on the ground floor.
His brain fascinates me. Your fucking brain, bro.
I was raised with him, so.
Oh my god.
He's been dealing with this for 39 years.
Oh, he's hilarious.
I really think that there's ways you can work out your aggression.
I mean,
this is how we're coming.
No. You need to punch something.
How about inventing something for better, like, just.
I mean, it is for a better life. I mean, to be honest
with
you. Especially people who suffer from anxiety. I can see it working. You know?
It's enabling an addiction.
It 100% is. It absolutely is.
Or, you know what? People are playing
poker. Ooh, you could call it the addict.
The addict. Oh, with a dick.
Yes,
addict. Because it's in the ass.
I gotta write this down.
Do you make it? Do you make it dick shaped?
A dick shape.
I mean, for the women, I'm sure.
Well,
I want it to be
phallic.
Yeah, that's your insertion. Yeah.
Some drugs.
Yeah, just do drugs.
I was actually gonna get rid of the vibrating function. That if you make it dick shaped, it becomes exclusionary for certain people. I want as many people to be able to be like, man, you know what? I could really use some drugs in my ass. I'll go ahead and go for that.
I actually say that every morning when I get up.
You might
want to.
Not everybody wants a dick. Not everybody wants a dick. Somebody just wants like a silver alien looking probe. Just put it right in your asshole.
Is that what you prefer?
Like tentacle porn?
Who, me personally?
Yeah, you personally.
Tentacle porn.
What I put it in my ass?
Will you put it in your ass?
I could probably put it. Listen, I'm going to have to product test my own shit.
What do you want a drug-filled tentacle up your ass?
Yeah, he said he's got to product test his own shit.
I have to.
Oh, you can have a tentacle with like suckers on it, so you can do really different ones. Like, psh,
and psh, then it could vibrate and suck at the same time.
Although, you just gave me an idea.
Although sucking inside, not probably a good idea. Medically, that was a terrible idea.
Wow.
I want to see his browser history.
No, you fucking don't. No, you do not.
Nope. Like, I don't want to see that shit.
That shit will ruin you. You don't want to see that. Like, I can't be friends with Craig no more, bro. Nah, he's on a couple lists. That dude is fucked up.
I don't
want
to see that either. Like, holy shit.
I didn't know. What the
oh
fuck
my
is
God.
That?
He needs more than drugs in that.
They don't make drugs for this. This is a problem.
Don't stick it up his ass.
Oh, my God.
Venus.
all these uploaded booty hole pics.
Yeah. So, he's measuring them out different sizes.
Like, what's the perfect? What's the one size fits all booty holes?
One size fits all.
He's a lot of goatsy.
Cataloging different types of anuses.
Yeah, right.
A raccoon, you say? A whole raccoon?
Has a hemorrhoid.
Do you test them on rats?
Absolutely not. I do not test on animals. God. Never.
Could you?
Monster.
How?
What?
How?
I love rats. I would never do that to them.
Hi, dog.
Squeak, oh my squeak, God. Squeak.
Although, I will say this.
Do you scale it for like a rat anus?
I would never. I wouldn't. You know what I would do? I actually propose this.
And you just split them in two.
You should be able to, like sex offenders, mm-hmm. you should be able to do scientific experiments on them.
Right.
Yeah. I'll do that. Yeah.
With sex offenders?
Get behind that.
Like, oh, you did a rape? Well, come on over here. I got some for you to product test. Get over here.
All right. You're just like a machine just raping them what for if like 12 hours.
What if you were guilty, but then, you know, stuff comes out later.
Right.
You know, being black and you were really innocent, but yet you just been butt tested like 47,000 times.
Well, you might be entitled to some compensation.
I mean, that's putting a lot of trust in our judicial system.
It really is, and it's so. Yeah, it's completely fucked.
You're like, I don't know if you want to do that.
In more way than one.
I mean, like, if some person takes a piss on a tree outside and he's within 100 feet of a school, he's automatically a sex offender, right?
And somebody's what now?
Taking a piss on a tree next to a school or something.
Oh, yeah.
Hasn't that actually happened? I think that's happened a couple of times.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the thing about it, this is the thing that I find really, really funny. Not funny, it's just right.
Not funny, haha.
Not saying, like, I mean, I agree with it at all, but people act like every generation act like sex offense is going up and it's brand new.
No.
The cultures that you love, that you worship, the Spartans were into that shit. The Romans, like, you know what I mean? Like,
Vikings.
This was like, yeah, like all of this sort of shit, like people talk about, it's just like, it's been a part of human society.
What do you think
for fucking ever?
What do you think a quinceañera is?
Wait, what?
The quinceañera?
I thought it was like a Swiss 16 just for Latin people.
Yeah.
And a year earlier.
Is that not what
it
is?
Have its origins where they kind of like, she is like debuting as...
Wait,
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It's like a potential wife. Yeah, it's bringing your 15-year-old daughter into womanhood. Now she's available for all grown men.
Right.
To be a wife. That's the origin of it. I didn't know that. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I've learned something
so is
horrible
that,
now.
Is, I mean, so is that kind of like what a Sweet 16 took off of that?
Yeah. They,
ew. Oh.
Technically.
I mean,
we
just kind of changed it up.
And having babies at 14, 15.
Yeah.
So this was a normal thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel good about this.
And kids are still having babies that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, 13, like back then, yes.
13, 12.
12.
Yeah, 12.
They're fucking.
12.
12.
Yeah.
Yeah, this made me feel sad. I don't like this.
I mean, but the thing about it is just like, ugh. I mean, as things go on, yes, we have changed our law, society, and stuff like that. But like I said, when we were hunter-gatherers, whatever, it's like, the fuck? It was just part of it.
Like, I know.
You want to be fruitful. You had kids, and you sent them out to propagate and bring more people in to harvest more or go hunt more.
Mm-hmm.
I need more people to bring in the corn, so. Yeah. Well, here's
men
my
had multiple wives.
You
know, they had multiple wives here.
I need more people. Make more people. Hurry up. Let's get to it.
Hell, there's like what, like. Cultures out there, like wedding ceremonies, where they literally buy the bride.
Well, yeah.
Like, well, yeah, the bride price, yeah.
Like the
bride tax. Indians and
they bring offerings. Hey,
yeah.
Like
your property.
You have to give your daughter away. So it's like you have to talk to the dad first. Like, no, the fuck, I don't.
There'll be about three goats, a couple pigs.
Oh, yeah, you have to give money when you give
a horse.
Your
it's like a chicken, two goats, like, and a horse.
Yeah. I'll give you my kid with my goat.
Also,
and my cow.
A side of tequila.
How much for the girl?
All for your firstborn daughter.
What? Oh, no, no.
But I think, too, like, it's part of American culture where we have become, like, the helicopter society where our kids can do no wrong.
Wait.
Our kids do so much wrong. Well, I don't have kids. What am I talking about?
My kid's a dick sometimes.
I think that's the sign of, like, involved parenting.
Wait till they get older.
Huh? Way too involved parenting. I mean, we have issues with it. Like, I've seen parents, like, you know, you have parents who watch their kids playing Little League and they're getting into fights with each other and shit like that. Or, like, you know, you're sitting there coaching, out trying to outcoach the coach and shit like that. Or, like, you know, oh, my kid's sitting on the bench because he fucking sucks. He's not playing, but he needs to be da-da-da. No, he fucking sucks. Let him sit on the bench. Like, let him take an L. Like, learn to take a loss.
How about those parents that are sitting in the chairs that are trying to coach the kids that are in the martial arts class?
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring that one up, but, you know.
We had to pull a couple aside and talk to them.
Yeah, we had to pull a couple aside and offer them, hey, why don't you come in and take a free class for the adults so you can see what it's like, you know. the kids, you know, if like the kids are there sparring or something like that, and they're getting punched, and the parents are like, block, block, block. Instead of just sitting on the sidelines yelling block, why don't you come into the class, do a class once,
right.
and then you'll see, like, it's a different world. Just, it's not as simple as just blocking. Right. It's like, you know, the armchair quarterbacks, the people watching the play. Huh?
You should do that. You should have like a special day.
We do.
Oh, you do?
So no, it's not like even a special day. We just invite them in.
No, no, no. What I mean is you have the kids sideline and you have the parents come on the mats.
Inspired.
And then you have the kids like coach their parents.
We lose so many numbers that way.
That's interesting.
We lose so many numbers that way.
Yeah.
I just want to see two parents punch each other in the throat.
You
I think it's hilarious.
You know, half these
We've
parents are just trying to live
that
through their
the
kids.
King
to
of
the
bad
ass
ideas.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's got some bad ones.
I just want to see people get hurt.
Right.
So,
you're not aggressive at all.
Not even a little.
No.
I am so at peace. Look at how zen I am.
Would you have bought Twitter?
Would I have bought Twitter? Would I have bought Twitter? Twitter.
What do you guys think about Elon buying Twitter? We're talking about current events.
It don't bother me.
I don't give a fuck.
I really don't care.
It's just another rich dude doing some shit.
Rich white dude shit.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think he said about doing it? Like, he's like, okay, we're gonna get rid of all the censorship rules and stuff like that.
He can't. No, he literally can't.
Why?
Because it's funny. I was actually listening to somebody talk about that. The reason why he can't is because Twitter is what Twitter is because of its advertisers. And advertisers do not want to advertise on a platform that just... All right, so they saw...
You mean like Parler?
Like Parler.
Yeah.
They saw a massive increase in people saying the N-word.
Right.
Like over and over and over and over again. That is incredibly bad. Because that's happening, it makes advertisers nervous. It's the reason why YouTube's terms of service is the way that it is. It's because they're like, listen, if you say some fuck shit, we're going to demonetize you and we're going to put you on a lower tier because our advertisers get very uncomfortable. This is Disney doesn't want to be associated with that. Hulu, well, Disney owns Hulu, but like, you know, stores like Target, airlines, credit cards, they don't want to be associated with that racist nonsense, that misogynistic nonsense.
No business want to have their name next to it.
They don't
want to
have their name next to it. It's like, oh, it's like, look at this ad for Tampax, and like right below it, it's just a dude saying like, Jews suck and black people need to die. Like, they don't want that. It's like, that's a problem for them. Elon says that, but at the end of the day, he's running a business. He's not going to change shit. In fact, it's going to get worse.
It's going to get
way more censored. Because already, the N-word never trended. It had a 500% increase in occurrence.
Yeah.
But we didn't see a trend once.
Right.
Why not? He's already suppressing free speech. Let the N-word trend. Let the N-word trend. Come on, Elon. Stop being a coward. Let it trend.
I mean, I agree with you in that sense. Like, I mean, I know it's not gonna. But the thing is, it's like people like say, "Well, look at TikTok. TikTok is actually the most censored.
It's very censored,
bro."
Oh my god, daughter, her pages get shut down every.
Oh my god, I sent a message. I sent a message to B or to Craig or whatever, and I'm getting like your messages are blocked. I'm like, what the fuck,
bro?
Yeah.
Although I will say this, they did something weird recently. I had an account warning basically since I got TikTok. They removed the account warning and now all my views went back to normal. I don't know if they're like, okay, we got to do something because this black dude's getting too loud and too many people are paying attention to him, because now my views went back to where they used to be. So now I can post something. And
it's
like
they almost muted you.
Well, they did. Yeah, he was muted.
Shadow banned.
But I mean, could you blame him?
Listen. To be fair, I'll say some wild shit, bro.
All you have to do is shove some drugs up your ass.
I've been saying some wild shit, bro. They actually muted the audio.
I enjoy some of your stuff.
I had to appeal it, and they're like, "Fuck, he didn't say no curse words." God damn it! All right, unban it. And then immediately, it got like 3,000 views instantly. It's like, ah, I win. Yeah, if you're scared about Twitter, stop. He's not gonna do shit. In fact, it's probably just gonna get like worse. You're just gonna get like more targeted ads.
I just love when people talk shit and then when they actually get it, it's like the dog catching the car. The fuck are you gonna do with it now, bro?
It's like, you got it now, bitch.
Yeah, you got it now. What are you gonna do with it?
Right.
Good luck. Do not be afraid. Elon taking over Twitter just means you're about to get way more advertisements.
But you heard so he walked in with a sink talking about, let this sink in.
Fucking stupid ass.
You guys hear about it?
How does
he walk into the headquarters with a kitchen sink?
With a fucking internet meme.
Let this sink in.
That's the corniest, cringiest. What a fucking loser.
That's funny.
But I had to say, like, listen,
you know, and going back to this whole genius thing, like people thought Kanye was. Like, I think people give Elon too much free things. I was like, he was smart enough to surround himself with people who knew what the fuck they were doing and to get some shit done. as a person, I don't think he's that smart.
But isn't that with a lot of people who are successful? 100%. Like that, though?
Mm. Everybody, 100%. But they want to claim that, oh no, it was all me. It was all me.
It's
no,
all me.
Bro. Like, you know, you surround yourself, or you had people, because nobody can be good at everything. You know what I mean? Like, you have people that you were good at building a team, or you lucked out at building a team, one way or the other. You know, you surround yourself with good people who are able to, like, build this, help you build this brand up. Mm. You know, buy the right people or pay for whatever. I don't think he's actually that smart. I don't really think he's that great. I don't think Jeff Bezos is a great visionary. I think he started a company at the right place at the not yep. even at the right time, and I think he worked at it hard enough that made it. You know what I mean? He found a niche, he found a problem, worked that problem, and then all of a sudden, like, when that grew, it just expanded.
Yep.
And I think he just rode that wave to where it's at now. You know, that's Amazon, the juggernaut.
Folks get lucky.
Huh?
When folks get lucky.
But I mean, he's one of the guys who never claims. He doesn't claim he's like super smart. Mm-hmm. He's got like, you know, this lock on, like, you know, I'm the best marketer, or I'm the best at building a business, right?
He's like, listen, I'm a billionaire. Fuck off.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm a billionaire.
Eat my ass.
Deuces, people are like, I don't have to talk to none of you anymore.
It's like, I built a spaceship out of a dick. Holla at me. I'm going into space.
I'm waiting for him to start up some jujitsu and be like the Zuck.
Oh, yeah. No, he's like, you know, he's like training really
he's
hard.
He's fucking getting
like,
cut, bro.
Really, really hard, bro. People, he's tired of getting made fun of.
He knows people coming at him.
Cyborg. Yeah. You're not a human. He's you like, know what
he's
you
not,
are.
He's not trusting his security detail too much.
Have you guys been on? Do you guys have a Quest? Have you been on the VR?
It's amazing.
Yes, it is.
It's the best.
I have Jackson.
You should jump on it, but I
want to know what the porn is like on that.
To me, it's still.
Why are you looking at me?
There's no good porn.
Listen,
because I'm not dumb. I'm not dumb.
No, because exactly. He's the one who told me, oh no, you got to go pick this one, or whatever. I still think it sucks.
It's not the best.
Yeah, I think it sucks.
It's the first gen. Like, they're getting better.
I want virtual titties.
Listen, so here's the thing. I'll try to describe
it for you. You can buy those, by the way.
I'll try to describe it for people who are, you know, whatever.
You got
to
center it just right.
If you have a TV in front of you watching porn, you know, you're staying ahead or whatever. When you have the VR porn, if it doesn't calibrate just right,
it's going to be weird.
You're going to be like looking off and up to the left trying to masturbate because it's up here. And if you turn or try to go straight, you're looking at the back wall of something.
Can you imagine somebody walking in on you jerking off in virtual reality, bro?
I see what you're saying.
But it's so I don't know. To me, it doesn't
work. Tits are like right in your face. You're just like.
You know what really pisses me off, though, is that when you don't have that, and you're clicking for fun. It doesn't matter, clicking for whatever. And then you accidentally come across a VR, and you really want to know what it is, but you can't really watch it. And
it's like, like double. Yeah.
It gives
another
that double
VR.
Hook
I wanted
whatever.
To see what that was.
Put your virtual titties in my mouth.
Next,
right here. Blah, blah.
I don't know, man. Well, Cy and I got on the Oculus or some shit.
Yeah, we were on it.
We were fucking around with it. It was actually.
I mean, hold on. There's dudes out there right now who are on. I think it's VR chat. Who are virtual strippers and they're pulling home like $10,000.
Wait.
Whoa. We were on VR chat.
I think we need an Oculus.
Right.
Hold on.
We were on VR.
Do I need a poll?
No.
I have a poll. Go ahead. Continue.
I'll be at your house.
Exactly.
Hold on. Okay. So don't use an Oculus if you're going to do that.
She's like, I have the poll. I'm bringing the Oculus. Let's go.
I want to watch.
We got this.
Get the Steam VR helmet or get the Vibe, and get like a
why does Steam VR or the Vibe?
You want a direct connection to the computer. The Oculus is good, but it's a bit of a gimmick right now because it's only about as powerful as your cell phone.
Right.
So you need it. You need your computer to run. Otherwise, it's going to be a little choppy for the people who are watching you.
Okay.
But you can go in VR right now and make yourself some some actual money.
Seriously, like stop.
Real money.
I threw my Wi-Fi 6 access point in my living room.
Oh, that'll work too. So that'll work.
It's
if you got Wi-Fi 6, you can run that instead.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, you can make yourself some money.
Right. Because the Quest 2 is wireless for a reason.
Yes. So. I love that. The HTC Vibe has a higher latency rate, so it's able to deliver a lot faster.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's like if it's choppy, then they'll just see you like, you know, doing some Matrix shit on the pole. They're not gonna actually see your smooth movements. Well, you want that capture.
So you go in VR chat, you create your own world. It's like called Donna Stripperland or whatever, and then Donna's all smooth.
Right.
These are dudes with voice changers, and they are stripping for good amount of cash.
Whatever gets them off.
Seriously,
I'm
you're intrigued.
I'm beyond intrigued at this point.
I'll send you some articles.
Seriously, yeah. Please.
Let's all get that money.
You put it in the chat.
Be a virtual stripper. I'm gonna make my drug delivering butt plug. Uh-huh. Like, we're gonna make this money. in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is going to be
all right. HTC Vive Pro.
Yes.
Well, how much is it?
Zuck bought. That was expensive. Get the Steam VR one. I think that's like $400.
Facebook bought.
Just to think,
Snapchat.
I just wanted a camera.
Facebook
yeah,
bought.
They did.
Facebook bought Snapchat.
No, they bought they bought Snapdragon.
Snapdragon, yeah,
which
yeah.
is the processor for a lot of cell phones.
I think that's that's for their consumer model, which I think comes in December.
Wow, that Vive is $1,400.
Well, so is
yeah,
that,
the Vive is up there, man.
That
but
fucking Quest Pro is $1,500.
I mean, if you're making $10,000 a month, I mean, stripping it, might as well just call it an investment.
I mean, yeah,
right? That's a good camera right there.
Listen, bro, I am done with the corporate hamster wheel, bro. This is some bullshit.
So, Craig, stop saying that because you have so many ideas and you haven't jumped on one of them.
I
you know what I mean? You wrote
need,
the book.
You want
to
write the book.
You need corporations to push your shit.
Mm-hmm.
That and I'm a fucking coward.
In your ass.
Well, yeah. I'm not a coward. I'm a coon. I just want to like make good money for the man. I just I'll come in. I'll pick your cotton. I don't.
Oh shit.
I'm scared, bro. There. I'm terrified to explore my own dreams.
You're very token white right now.
Oh my god.
Thanks, Craig.
Oh yes, a mess. I'll get right on that. Yeah, I will. Mm-hmm.
It feels weird for
amazing
me right now.
Amazing.
Oh my god.
Wow. I can't even with you anymore.
Why don't you sing us some slave songs?
Listen, when I get bored, I go and sing Negro spirituals in the break room and make everybody uncomfortable. Like,
reminds me of Blazing Saddles, right?
Where the white women at? It sucks, bro. I hate it. Thank you for being
right
here, Donna. I love you so
much. I'm right
much.
Here.
I'm so happy you're here. It's good to see you.
And that was
so happy to be your token white chick.
I love you so much.
I don't know. No, you're token. You're the token Italian chick. You can't be token. That's not token white.
Is it because of my ass?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it is. Yes.
look how everyone agreed immediately. Like, nah, it's just your ass. I'm sorry.
It is. Like,
fantastic. She's black from the hips
white
down.
Girls don't
love
do
it.
That.
It's just voluptuous.
Voluptuous.
Got to pull out my FCAT words for that. Got to use them sometimes.
And you said it wrong.
Oh my god.
No, it's public school. It's public school.
He said it the right way. It works for him.
The Craig way. Also, inserting drugs in my ass.
Yes.
As we speak.
Listen, insert drugs into your ass.
Maybe you should start with anal trainers.
Well,
I've got
it's
those.
It's not for me. It's not
anal
for trainers. Me.
I think that, okay, it's
I
not
make
for
money.
You, Craig.
Yeah, it is for you.
It's money. Not for
it is for
him.
You. It is for you. It's all for you.
Well, here's the thing.
You just discovered your asshole like last year.
That was very recent. I did recently discover my asshole. Yeah, they made me look at my asshole like during a podcast. I had to go in the bathroom. And look.
Guys don't do that?
No. Hell no.
My son did it when he was 6.
Your son was ahead of the game, bro.
He took his what do you call it? The little, what was it? The iPhone.
Yeah.
What was before the iPhone?
Put on the floor.
Yeah, put on the floor, walk
no,
over.
He went into the bathroom, pulled down his pants, stuck it in the toilet, took a picture of his dirty asshole. And
oh my god.
I've also had to school him on who Mia Khalifa is.
Mia Khalifa?
My son is 12.
Oh god.
Oh, that's fucking glorious.
Oh, Jesus.
What the
That's hilarious.
Wow.
He's also Googled women farting on men's faces.
Wait, bro.
Whoa. Oh,
yeah. Hold on, man.
Just yeah, he's
gonna hit yourself about like a reincarnated like old man.
He's gonna
like,
he's gonna hit Japanese soul, porn, I mean, and you're gonna lose him for a year.
That's like some serious simping there.
What the fuck?
Oh my god!
Well, I'm tell you, he's gonna hit that Japanese porn, and you're gonna lose him for a year. He'll be back though.
Oh my god! Seriously, he'll appreciate this. He actually said to me the other day, there was this one of the anime chicks.
Uh-huh.
He's telling me at dinner that she was really hot, so they made me Google her picture.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, see, she's just hot. I'm like, bro, she's a fucking cartoon.
Don't you ever disrespect hentai like that in my presence again.
Listen, that's what rocks your socks, kid.
But some of these girls.
Just make sure don't leave me the crusty socks for it.
They get augmented.
I've never
like
done
real
that.
Life anime girls.
But I've never masturbated in a sock.
This is fucking weird.
I've never used a sock.
You don't have no crunchy socks, my boy?
No, I've never.
No.
Never.
Neither. I hope not.
What?
You never fucked up and accidentally put on the crusty sock for a day? Like,
no.
Are my toes sticky?
No.
Bro,
no,
I have more than one sock.
Look at their faces, the horror. They're like, what the
There's
fuck?
This one sock that's for one specific duty.
I've never, ever. Like, who does
Wait,
that?
I used to wonder
who does that shit?
No, when I was a teenager, probably, but not now.
When I was a teen, I never did that.
Yeah. No jerk-off sock.
I never had a jerk-off sock.
You got a cock sock?
Hell yeah, what? Fuck yeah. Listen,
that's what a shower was for.
Dr. Seuss.
That's what a shower at, like, you know, some, you know, some soap was for.
I grew up in a Christian household, which means I got the worst sexual kinks possible. Right. Yeah, I jerk off into a fucking sock. You're just like, oh. Especially if it's like, you know,
you
jerk off and then you just toss it in the corner and go to sleep. And it's like, oh.
You put, like, Craig likes nun porn.
Put some lotion in the tube sock.
Yeah, bro.
Wow, speaking of nun porn, did you hear the Pope admitted that nuns are watching porn?
What? For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
what a time to be alive.
Fetish achieved.
What a time to be alive. I know he got in trouble for liking that one butt selfie.
Mm-hmm. Which he liked the butt selfie?
Yeah, he liked some. It was like an Instagram models, and like he liked it. And they're like, "Oh no, you liked it on the official Pope account." He's like,
"Did he pull an Adam Levine?"
Oh no, you're so hot.
Adam Levine, you're so fucking hot.
You're so fucking hot.
So fucking hot.
You can almost hear him say it. He's like, I know, right? So fucking hot.
They were like mad. They're like, oh, that wasn't a child. How dare you like a grown woman? Like, that's so against the grain for the Catholic Church.
Oh my God.
Hey, new Pope, who dis, you know?
New Pope who dis. Oh, I mean, if you would have came out with that right then and there, bro, you would have been a fucking millionaire.
Just call me Kanye, okay? Damn.
You were there. You should have had that thought.
Damn. You went there.
Go take a lot of edibles tonight. Lucid dream and talk to your past self. Make that shirt. You'll be a millionaire. Immediately, bro. Immediately. Lucid. New Pope who dis liking butt selfies.
Why is he saying the devil enters through porn?
I hope so.
That was my problem.
I mean, that's the best part about it.
Yeah, just like, listen, you nut and then you see Satan.
The
you're like, what's up,
through
bro?
Porn, like this morning, the other night, you know, a couple days ago. Like, yeah, let's keep it coming.
They're trying to just devil this, devil that. Devil
I mean, that's just the state of religion, bro. That's like, that's nothing new. That has been, since organized religion has been like a thing.
Organized religion's bullshit. Listen, worship dark lords, do witchcraft, do drugs, do butt drugs.
Wow.
Do butt drugs.
We should start a religion-only social media.
What?
We should just start, you know, like, instead of Twitter, call it, I don't know. What can we call it?
Wait, a religious
social media? Wait, hold on.
The Psalms. We could call it the Psalms.
No. It's got to be,
like, any religion or just...
No, I'm just going after
Craig,
the big one.
Smoke.
The biggest one,
no,
and
I'm
then the one
about
that's...
It.
To
I
make
can see that.
About it.
We can all see it.
Exactly.
I'm having people thoughts. Like,
I'm down. Let's do this.
Listen, I've been wanting to have an anti-religion podcast for quite some time. I want to so bad. I want to go after the Christians.
I mean, we pretty much kind of talk about this.
I know. This
is a sex-friendly podcast, so immediately we're already anti-Christian.
I mean,
there's a dick on the table.
There's a dick right there. I'm looking at the dick.
We're not just anti-Christian. Anti-Christian, anti-Muslim.
Anti-everything, really.
Anti-Judaism. Not Buddhist. Buddhist, well,
no,
I don't
Buddhist
know.
Cool.
Know.
I'm anti-anything extremist.
That. Mm. Anti-any extremism.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
I think it's safe. I think it feels good.
I think they all have
you
their place and their values.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, hey, don't kill people.
Core values are not bad.
Yeah.
Just masturbate. Yeah.
Just jerk off into your cock sock.
Rusty sock.
Jerk off into your cock sock. Don't wear it.
The
Do cock. Not wear
the
cock
the
sock.
Cock sock.
Boys, if you're listening, don't use a sock.
It's okay. Don't listen
take
to him.
Take a shower.
No, listen. Don't. Listen. What?
Your
what
mom will thank you for being extra, extra clean.
What did Donna say?
You take multiple
so, don't yuck someone's yum.
What are you, what are you talking about this religious right. social media platform? Like, where would you go with it? What would you
I
name it?
I have no idea. Oh, what would I name it?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'll name it yet.
I was going to say
where
Town Square, but
it?
I think that's already gone.
I mean, would just everyone's just posting Bible quotes or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. You could call it like The Gathering.
No.
The Gathering?
It's The Congregation. The Congregation.
Because every religion has that.
Yes.
Interesting.
That'll work.
It's like a sheep.
I like
logo.
This. The Lamb of God. Oh.
There
it's
he goes.
It's coming together. Look at just evil. The evil just.
It just
exudes. Linking up.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
You got problems.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm so glad I came out today. Just causing problems. I did.
I'm sitting on the fence right now.
I just want to pull apart the seams of reality. Just like I just want to. There you go. Oh, sorry. Let in some fifth dimensional creatures. That sucks. Sorry
this
about
is what
that.
He does. Because he sits at work in a cubicle all day. Like
this is what this is what corporate does to your mind.
You
all
have
right?
too much spare time. Is what the
I have no
is.
Spare time. So it's just like I have
really?
One half of my brain that's literally. Just dedicated to just the pure nonsense that happens.
Uh-huh.
And then I have the monkey side doing the clerical tasks.
Interesting.
Gotcha.
So
that works.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah. Well, not really. No, it doesn't work at all. It's it's causing serious mental issues. People, seriously.
He's
explore
like
your dreams.
Hence why he's
ass.
Seeing a therapist.
Probes.
So how much is this therapist making off of you?
Cocksuck.
This is, I think I've had, this is my second session.
Yeah, therapy is bullshit. I'm joking. That was a joke.
Did you see both the women like, oh, he's on a list. He's on a list. Ladies, do not trust this man.
I was about to.
Do not trust the man who says therapy is bullshit.
7 years of my life are gone.
Oh, my God.
Damn. 7 years of my life mean nothing now. Thank you.
Bro, seven. I've known her for like, I was like almost 40.
They dropped that mom look on him.
So fast.
I was like, yeah, they were going to throw something at
me. I know, right?
It was a joke, ladies.
That was such an organic moment.
Therapy is
there's always a little truth in jest.
No.
Oh my
therapy
God.
Therapy is vital.
That if I didn't get that therapy, on camera is gonna hurt my heart for the rest of my life. They were visibly upset. They were like, what the fuck did you just say?
It was like, seriously, they both turned at the exact same time.
They were offended.
They were like,
what you mean therapy don't work, motherfucker?
That exorcist stare was coming out. I'm like, oh shit.
I puckered up a little bit.
I got scared. I got goosebumps. I was like, oh, he about to get fucked up. I don't want none of this. I don't want this smoke right here. You're about to get mommed the fuck up just now.
I mean, I know we're supposed to dissect topics, but goddamn, bro.
You were about to get dissected. It was going to be great to watch.
Wow. That's family for you. Great to watch you get dissected.
About to catch a dick.
You're just going to throw a dick at you. I'm going to throw your own dick at you.
Oh, boy.
What, did you hit me with a dick?
You deserved it.
Balls first, bitch.
Therapy's good for you, motherfucker. Get therapy, people. Get therapy. It's important. It's important.
What do you guys feel about, I mean, we're going over time a little bit since we're talking about therapy. What do you think about sexual therapy? Sexual therapist.
I want to be that, one. Like,
me too.
You should be. You should. It's necessary.
That like, you know, like they would be like, that. Where like,
like,
you know,
a blowjobologist?
Like, no. I mean, they don't have to have sex, but like sometimes like in therapy, I think they would do like cuddle sessions, or they would like help people feel better about their sexuality, who they are.
Yeah, because, you know, that's where they need to teach guys where the clit is versus like how the women need to do blowjobs, right? So like,
No.
I think
that's
those are
two
specialists.
Yeah, that's a different
class.
I mean,
that's
I can teach that class.
That's a dad.
Too.
That's a class.
Guys, be out here.
That's a master class.
Guys, be out
that's
here speedbagging the clitoris.
Is that like a Udemy
do
class?
Do you like this? Are you into this?
I can also assist with that, but I would want to be a sexologist, like helping people overcome
absolutely
like issues,
sexual trauma,
dysfunctions.
And sexual trauma is real.
Yeah, trauma and this or disbeliefs. I mean, I think. Not to be me. Well, actually, no. It just depends on who it is. But I think, like, I like to stem things a lot. I mean, I'm a guy, so this man, we fucked it up.
Listen,
a lot of our men's sexual traumas and sexual beliefs have sparked this in women, have sparked trauma in women.
Like, bro, there are Andrew Tates walking around who are just, like, giving out sexual advice.
Oh, my God. Did you see his Piers Morgan interview? Speaking of
him getting absolutely fucking rolled.
That was amazing.
That shit was fucking fantastic. Was not ready, and I do not like either of them. Piers Morgan is an asshole.
Yeah, Piers Morgan is an asshole, but seriously.
Watching him get rolled like that?
But I mean, artful. He had Kanye on, and that was complete bullshit. But anyway, but yes.
Yeah. But when when someone does it with a British accent, it just sounds
it's just,
so
it just
sounds
much
better.
So much better.
It's so fucking official, bro.
How you get rolled like that, bro? No, I'd have just ended the interview. Yeah. Like, save some face a little bit.
The main thing was he couldn't step back and say, you know what, I fucked. And he gave him several opportunities to be like, oh, yeah, you know what? No, maybe I said that in the beginning, but I don't believe that now.
Right.
The ego.
Yes. That ego. Right back. Full circle.
I'm never wrong.
But all Pierce did was just reword the same question.
Yeah.
And he literally hung himself. Like,
that's
over
the thing,
and over.
Man. He will not. Like,
I'm like, Jesus Christ, bro. Like, which is it?
For these guys, for a lot of the debate bros, that's their thing. Is that it's called gish galloping, where they will just keep throwing stuff at you. Like, if you ever have a guy, you guys will deal with this every fucking day. Just a guy who's just like, he just keeps throwing, like, incorrect facts and statistics at you, and you never get the chance to, like, address any one of them because he just keeps throwing more.
Yeah,
it's called gish galloping. Pierce Morgan doesn't let people do that.
Is it?
He will just reword the same question over and over again until you go, okay, I have to answer this.
Yeah,
and that is honestly, that's how you deal with these fucking assholes.
Is it like trying to convince your girl that semen is a great wrinkle cream?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and you just keep throwing like bullshit. Oh yeah, it's like it's got like 5 grams of protein. It's good for your skin.
Hi, Mrs. B.
I know.
Hi, Mrs. B. How you doing?
All right. Yeah.
Wait, your mic is off.
It
isn't.
Turn
it off.
It isn't. I thought it was.
It is.
I
mean,
you just rub it in like moisturizer.
I mean, it's good.
Helps
for your
close
skin.
The pores.
It is good. Skin, right?
Right. Yeah. It's got sugar in it. And there's low carb.
Listen, I've been using that.
I'm still waiting for mine. So
I've been using.
You know.
I've been using that line forever.
I'll keep y'all posted. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But honey, it's no, but it's good for you.
I mean, it's not a line. It's the truth.
Yeah,
it is true.
Right.
And then she turns around and be like, yeah, "Mine is good too, baby."
Right on your face. Right on your face.
I collect that squirt, baby.
Yeah. Hi, Nicole.
Yes, ladies. Yes, ladies. You. We know it's pee. We don't care. Pee on us.
When
it's
are we going to the new
It is not
it's
pee.
Coochie broth. It is coochie broth.
It is not it's pee.
Actually,
it's the liquid from you.
Coochie broth.
I really feel like you send me all the shit, but like, yeah. Did somebody send me like something? Or I saw a video about squirting in like an actual like research based.
Yeah.
Thing. It's pee.
It is not pee. It has urea in it, but it's not pee.
It's pee.
It doesn't have the.
It's fine though. No,
it is not urine. It is not urine.
It's a component of urine.
No, it has some components. It's like, what, the skis glands.
Yeah.
Listen carefully to me. Listen carefully to me.
Sorry. Hold on. No. Go ahead.
No, so they did a test with dye from the bladder. Uh-huh. They filled the bladder and filled it with dye and produced a
squirt.
Squirt, and it was pee.
Oh,
perfectly fine.
Right.
Pee on me.
I mean, to each his own. Not yucking the yum, I'm just saying. Just
but without all the filtered yummies.
I mean, was it pure, like concentrated, just straight dye? Because they said it has like other like fluids in their skis.
Yeah, but I mean, what percentage? And where is it coming from?
I mean, I don't know.
Scientifically speaking,
it's coming from
the skis gland, and right? There's like they said there's other things in there.
It's from their bladder.
Other things. What other things?
Right.
Like there's vaginal fluid.
What other things are in the fucking cum?
I mean, there's vaginal fluid.
Yes.
Mixed with urine.
Wait a minute. Did I make you?
What else is it gonna be?
Did I make you orgasm so hard you peed? I fucking win. I'm gonna go make myself a sandwich now.
I mean, peed before. But I've not squirted.
You what?
I mean, hell, when they sneeze, they pee.
I mean,
you pee during
sex.
There's nothing for them to clamp.
I peed on the table. No. In my younger years.
Pelvic floor. You peed on the table.
Wait, what? I missed that part. What?
Did you get paid?
How? No.
Where's your OnlyFans at, bro?
How did you pee on the table during sex? You have to describe this one.
Would you do this in front of the audience?
I know. Okay. Younger years or not. How the fuck did this happen? Yes. Your splash
zone. I had to pee and we were having sex and I couldn't hold it anymore.
So you jumped off of him and peed on a table?
No, I was married to him. It didn't matter.
Oh my gosh.
Did he
so you just peed on him?
I don't know.
Did he keep going?
So you just peed on him?
Fucking R. Kelly over here.
Did he keep going? That's my question.
Oh.
He was like, yes.
Did he just not bother?
He wasn't. No.
No. Okay. Fine.
He wasn't eating me out or anything. We were actually having sex.
I mean, but he could have pulled this. I mean, you know, it's the pressure. Obviously, you pushed him out. Did he drop his face there and collect some? Like,
I need hydration.
You met him, right?
Oh shit. L. My boy caught an L that night. Are you kidding me?
He did not. I'd be like,
that's right. I did that shit.
Nonetheless, it became this joke at work because, of course, we talked about it. And then my friend put a Foley on the table. The next time he came over, he like taped a Foley onto the table.
Oh no.
So that's one of the jokes. Listen, shit happens. It can't all be pretty.
I mean, shit happens during anal sex. I mean, you know.
This bitch pleed on me. I liked it.
That's never happened to me. But, I mean.
Oh, God.
Yet.
God. That's never happened to me.
Right? Yet.
Never been, what, shitted on during sex?
There's always going to be a little bit.
Anal sex. Yeah, I mean, sometimes shit happens.
Yeah.
I am a good Christian, man. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
You look at your butthole. Yeah, shit comes out of there. You shove something up there. Your little scheme is going to produce shit.
All right.
Oh no! Like I said,
especially when you're busting it, it gets all mixed up in there. Right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Get the all the
flushing it out.
Is that the truffle butter?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what that is.
He's
like, what the fuck, man?
Oh Jesus, this is so random.
Unless you guys got another current event, anything else to add?
I got nothing.
We're gonna wrap it up.
I have a massage.
Yeah. Go get that massage.
Yes, go get your massage and your happy ending from your old lady Carol.
I gotta go.
Those hands are magic.
Magic hands. Strong hands.
You got a massage. B's got a tattoo. B's got a happy ending at his tattoo.
Yeah. Ooh, what are you doing?
Therapy.
I'm just finishing more work.
Oh.
But I'm eventually going to my back too. So.
Oh, you said that last time. Yeah. I remember. Well, good times, man.
I love watching my people get back tattoos. It's like the most excruciating pain you can ever see. It's wonderful.
I'm like
the elbow. Oh yeah, that's another one.
That's one.
That's another one.
The feet.
My nipple.
Oh, no, I got my foot. Oh, really no. That, but it's a little.
And then I'm getting my nipple. Painful.
You're getting your nipple tattooed or pierced?
Well, I mean, that area is shaded.
I'm getting my nipples tattooed.
Listen, since he almost died, he's just become this pain freak. Nothing can harm him now.
He's not invincible.
Pain is fun.
Pain is fun.
Tattoo the tip of my dick.
That's what I said. He's getting a happy ending.
I'm
going to tattoo a shadow on my inner thigh of a dick.
Awesome. Yeah. That's such a good idea. Ladies, you just wear shorts and fuck people up. Like, what the fuck?
Hey, Craig, it's a better idea than...
It's like, always 12 o'clock.
Listen, you say that, there are 10,000 people on my TikTok that disagree with you.
Ooh. I'm going to find you on TikTok.
You go see some shit.
I have to, I'm going to go find that one later. Maybe I'll stitch you.
Yeah. Rockets. I get mad.
Like, the only people who ever stitch me are people who hate me. Crackheads get on TikTok too.
TikTok
is a weird universe, bro.
They be getting people be giving them presents and shit. They turn that into like drug money.
Like, I'm on prison TikTok, bro. They just show like what they're cooking. They invent shit. They make a stove.
I'm so confused. How?
I don't know.
They have cell phones.
How? This is supposed to be jail punishment. Why? I take my phones away when
it's
they're
punishment.
In trouble.
It's punishment for sure.
I mean, like, humans. When you take away their freedom, bro. You know, they can't get up and go
it's
around. Crazy. You know, it's different.
Yeah. Though. When you need it, you want it.
I was like, yeah, I'll turn my bed into a fucking grill.
Like, but you know, not everybody's like, a U.S. too. There's places that, like, you know, they do allow you to have cell phones and stuff like that. Like, you can have a TV, stuff like that. You just, your things are restricted. So, anyway. All right, guys. So, let's wrap this one up.
Thanks for the cake.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Happy
for the cake.
Birthday.
For the Karma Sutra.
And the gummies.
And the liquor.
And the liquor.
And the dick candle. I think everybody walks by and they've been staring at that dick candle, like, the whole time.
Drop the name of that liquor, bro, because that shit is fire, dog.
I can't wait till my
You can't get it.
It's coffee flavored tequila. Coffee infused tequila.
I knew I loved it, so for some reason I love tequila.
Is it coffee or chocolate?
Coffee.
Oh.
It'd be coffee.
Good shit.
The chocolate one was not as good.
Tastes like
I have a mango one at home.
Tastes amazing.
I have a mango one, and then I have a reserve one that was like cured in like oak whiskey barrels. That was really good.
That one's dangerous, bro.
Was,
did you drink the one that I gave you, Donna? The other one?
I don't know. I drank whatever was in my glass. But
no, I was talking about
whatever alcohol
like, when you came back from.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
I mean, it's not finished.
Sign us out,
I have lots of tequila open.
Huh?
Sign us out.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys.
Peace out.
From the D-Squad. Out.